La 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 la.
There you are. She wanted me to find you and bring you to the party. Who am I? Don't worry about that. Why is it all dark here? Don't worry about that either. I'll get you there safely. It won't be long. This way. I don't feel like talking much. She's more the talker between us two. But I know we're on the right path. You can trust me. See? Not so dark anymore. We're outside. Outside, inside, doesn't make a difference for this castle. The stars are orange up there. The moon is just less than full, and orange too. The leaves on the trees are red now. Just as she told us they would be. They are decked with what I think are ladybugs, spotting every leaf. The grass looks black and shimmering, sparkling almost. And my favorite part, out past the front door, trails of jack-o'-lanterns, large and small, line our way. Smiling faces watching us with their candlelight eyes. We're on the right path. Little monsters are running from place to place. One might guess they are in costume. But that's what they always look like, remember? They are little creatures, spirits, ghouls and goblins of all kinds, but all children. Each one precious and feeling safe enough for one night of the year to run around together, laughing, looking for bigger monsters, to give them treats or witness their tricks. They feel safe in the pumpkin light. I wish they felt safe like that all the time. Do you remember where we went last time we spoke? The place she told you a love story. I liked that one quite a bit. She's a little worried because she has difficulty writing stories for All Hallowtide. She just wants to enjoy the holiday, hopefully with you and everyone. She hopes you like it. She wants to share the holiday with everyone as though we were family. We are. She carved each of these pumpkins by hand. They may be simple, just two round eyes on most of them. Some of them have a little round mouth, too. She kept it simple because she wanted everything ready in time. She wanted to keep the message simple. Dress up, have fun, dance in the candlelight. There are frightful things in the world. Fearsome things hiding around every corner, outside and inside. And in the bright light of day, and screen light, and electricity, we all feel the need to hide. Spotlights on us make us lie. But in the shadow of gentle candlelight, in the dim light of this orange moon, within the early growing shadow of this blessed time, we can reveal what we truly are. We can enjoy each other fully. When we can't examine every minute and insignificant difference between us, we all seem the same when we're masked in shadow. Which is the truer state, I wonder? I'm sorry, I'm pontificating, opining, musing. She didn't write a story she wanted to celebrate instead. So let's just enjoy Halloween together. The jack-o'-lanterns have all grouped together around this place we're approaching. We're at an ancient temple now. A place of aged white stone, covered in vines, roots. Leaves are red now. The now red leaves from the trees swirl in the wind and do not land. They make circles in the sky like moths. The moon is so bright. Its white light passes through the red leaves and makes streaks of red light on the white stone. There are stairs going down, down, down to a room with a giant well. Unfathomably deep. We will not go down there. We stop where the jack-o'-lanterns stop. Up at the top, where we can look down and see the stairs. See that climbing ivy. Look deep into that well once more. At night, it is even emptier. But watch this. Take a pumpkin with a candle in it. Give it a little kiss. And make a wish. Got one? Good. Now drop it down, everyone. See? Countless pumpkins tumble down, down, down into that well. And they light it up in gentle firelight flashes that ripple across the stone walls of the well. Casting a shadow on her, from her. She's coming up. We'll be together again. Prepare. 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 The pumpkins open their mouths. They rise up feet from the ground as though resting on bodies we cannot see. They will join the prayer with me. Prepare. 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 Continue, my friends. Say it with me. In the shadow you see we are one. In the shadow you see we are one. In the shadow you see we are one.
We rest in eternity. Perpetual light shines within us, from us, through us. Rest in peace. Rest in peace. Rest in peace in that candlelight. Rest in peace. The little monsters sing it with us too. Because you needn't be dead and gone to rest in peace. Do you know that? In peace, you may rest, even if just for one night. Even as your heart beats, even as your voice sings, even as your feet dance, rest in peace. It's me. Hello. You know it's all me. Even as I blend perfectly with the shadow, you know me. You know it's me. You feel it, don't you? Within, the little glowing light that makes the shadow greater wraps you up in its embrace and demands you join that shadow. If you close your eyes and look in rather than out, what do you see? Shadow, and sometimes golden or red light from a little candle you can't really see flickering. Almost as though we are seeing ourselves from the inside of a jack-o'-lantern. I don't care if it's nonsense. This is how I celebrate. The pumpkins dance. You may not see their bodies, but you see their heads bobbing, rolling, lolling, mouths moving, eyes searching. And between them, little creatures run and laugh and play. It's all been leading to this. The endless well of shadow. The little monster children. Dancing. The dancing. Dancing. It's all led to this. I have no conclusion. There is no conclusion. Just dance with me. As I slip farther and farther away from the narrative. What is a narrative without a narrator? nothing. Shadow. Glorious and true. This may be our last All Hallowtide in this space. Maybe it won't, I don't know. There's no knowing. There's no planning. There's no time. All we have is this. This celebration. This moment. Together. I have a song about it. I'd like you to dance. Even if it's only in the space of your closed eyes. Dance for creation and destruction. For death and for rebirth. For order and chaos. Regardless of how it makes you feel. I think it's the dancing that's important. Maybe that's why I give my life to music. We need something to dance to, don't we? Come on, little pumpkins. This one's for you.
You came to find me in my little world. I'm grateful for that more than I can say. And while you're here, don't fight your fear. It's what we're here for after all today. This Halloween's a special one, or I think we have the chance to make it so. We'll wake the dead so the dead can rise, and wake up the living who don't know. That this is not the way the story ends. The story has a secret that I'll share, my friends. The shadow picked me up and dragged me down. The shadow has the pen that wrote me down. In that shadow, I'll show you everything. Nothing can hide within that darkness. You'll tell me stories, all the stories within your heart. Nothing can stay hidden in the dark, in the cold, on this dark cold. Of Halloween, you came to find me in these castle grounds. You've humored me enough to find the way. See the souls on either side of take up their hands, dance with your feet and sway. It's Halloween and there's darkness still, but dancing pumpkins teach us on this night. Though they feel cold, dark, emptiness, there's always room for a little bit of light. Oh, this is not the way the story ends. The story has a secret that I'll share, my friends. The shadow picked me up and dragged me down. The shadow has the pen that wrote me down. And in that shadow, hey, look, it's everything. Nothing is left behind in that darkness. I told you every single story held within my heart. I cannot keep them hidden in the dark, in the cold. On this dark, cold night of Halloween. This is not the way the story ends. Of the story is no secret, it's told again and again. The shadow picks us up and drags us down. The shadow has the pen that wrote us down. And in that shadow, let go of everything that you desire to hide within that darkness. Hear all the stories, the ones that break your heart. Nothing can stay hidden in the dark, in the cold, on this dark, cold night of Halloween.
Well, my friends, that's it. That's this All Hallowtide episode. Hard to celebrate in a world so full of fear. But that's what this holiday is for. Facing our fears. Fear is the hardest thing to let go of. But remember that things are not always as they appear. And we may appear to be alone and lost and flailing at times, when we are actually together and dancing. So just hold each other's hands tight and do it. Hello, everyone, and happy Halloween. Welcome to the 6th All Hallowtide episode we've shared together. That's incredible to me. This was episode 251 of On a Dark, Cold Night, and I am your host, writer, narrator, composer, etc., behind the podcast, Kristen Zaza. This is a pretty unusual time. We have just experienced a lunar eclipse. We're coming up on Halloween. And despite all of the chaos, struggle, and pain in the world, the hatred and indifference, the stuff that hits us right in the heart, despite all of it, I celebrate the fact that the veil is thin between us all, including you and I. Happy Halloween. I'm very excited this month to have an exclusive story available only on Amazon Music Canada until after Halloween. It's called It Dances at Night, and you can listen to it in Amazon Music's Thrills and Chills collection. It's a little story I created about a woman processing a difficult time and moving to a new home that's haunted by something rather rambunctious. And it's definitely in keeping with the theme of finding your dance. I'm really proud of it. You can get early access to it by visiting music.amazon.ca/podcasts/pages/ghost-stories. So feel free to head on over there to check it out. I would like to thank a new patron who pledged a monthly amount in support of On a Dark Cold Night on Patreon. Thank you so much to Christopher Sennin. I'm so grateful and so glad that you're enjoying the show, Christopher. And I'd also like to send a thank you to an anonymous somebody who supported the show by donating on Ko-fi.com. Thank you so very much for that. I appreciate it so much. Every Patreon supporter of $1 US or more a month gets access to my complete soundtrack, while every supporter of $5 US or more gets that, a weekly bonus mini meditation episode, and a monthly tarot reading video every full moon. To learn more, visit patreon.com/darkcoldnight. And to support one time only with no perks like our generous anonymous friend, you can visit ko-fi.com/darkcoldnight to learn more. We also have t-shirts and hoodies available for purchase at bonfire.com/on-a-dark-cold-night. And those mini quick moment meditations are also available by subscribing to the Sonar Plus Apple Podcasts channel for $3.99 a month. You can do so by finding On a Dark Cold Night on Apple Podcasts or by searching for the Sonar Network there too. I'd love if you followed me on social media. I'm on Instagram at Dark Cold Night Podcast, Facebook and YouTube under On a Dark Cold Night, TikTok and Blue Sky at Kristen Zaza, all one word, and on Twitter at A Dark Cold Night. You can leave me a rating and a review on Apple, Spotify, Facebook, or wherever else you like to do so. Thank you so much for listening this week. I hope you have the loveliest Halloween. My friends, I'll be celebrating with you, and I know that if we all celebrate together, we'll all be able to feel that joy all the more profoundly. I'll be thinking of that. Lots of love, everyone, and sweet dreams. This podcast has been brought to you by the Sonar Network.